Russia declares a ceasefire in parts of Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But it's only temporary to allow civilians in two southeastern cities to evacuate.
Humanitarian corridors are, from a Ukrainian point of view, a double-edged sword. Yes, they would allow women and children and others who need to get out to get out. But on the other hand, it then means there's no civilians that they do not consider military targets left in those towns, so that they can just, if they choose to, lay waste to those towns.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in the western city of Lviv. In a video message, Ukraine's president appealed to the people of Europe to not stay silent.
Do not be silent. Support Ukraine. Because if Ukraine does not survive, the whole of Europe will not survive. If Ukraine falls, the whole of Europe will fall.
Volodymyr Zelensky, who's expected to speak with U.S. senators by video conference later this morning, also lashed out at NATO for refusing to impose a no-fly zone.
The only way to actually implement something like a no-fly zone is to send NATO planes into Ukrainian airspace and to shoot down Russian planes. And that could lead to a full-fledged war.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels yesterday. Blinken has arrived in Poland. Vice President Kamala Harris will head there and to Romania next week. They could be rolling into the nation's capital.
After days of traveling and rallying, at least three truck convoys from different corners of the country are converging on the D.C. area this weekend with a message.
Fox's Caroline Shively in Washington says they're opposed to COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates, many of which have already been lifted across the country. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's time to move on from the 2020 election. That sentiment from former Vice President Mike Pence, who spoke to Republican donors last night in New Orleans. Pence also made clear Republicans should forcefully condemn Russian leader Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, saying there's no room in this party for apologists for Putin. During the speech, Pence did not directly mention former President Trump. Bipartisan pushback against Senate Republican Lindsey Graham, who called on the Russian people to take out President Putin. Fellow Senate Republican Ted Cruz called the suggestion an exceptionally bad idea. The White House also weighed in.
No, we are not advocating for killing the leader of a foreign country or regime change. That is not the policy of the United States.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. A man accused of killing four people inside a California church before turning the weapon on himself was in this country illegally. That's according to immigration officials.
An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman said David Mora overstayed a non-immigrant visitor visa issued just over 3 years ago. It's not clear when that visa expired. He shot and killed his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9, and the person supervising his weekly visitation at a Sacramento church. Local authorities have not said how Mora got the gun he used. His ex-girlfriend and mother of the three girls had a restraining order on Mora after she said he threatened to kill her. It's not known if fear of deportation was the reason for Mora's deadly act. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Actor Mitchell Ryan has died. The 88-year-old appeared in films like The First Lethal Weapon and numerous TV shows like Santa Barbara and Dharma and Greg. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.